couldn't even eat meat for a while after watching him butcher. You know, if I worked in a butcher shop or in a packing house, I could not eat meat.
I can understand that.
You know, that is a real, it was just, you know, like, I don't know how to say this, but if I worked, you know, if I lived on a farm, I could not kill the animals that I raised. I just couldn't do it. You know, so it's a good thing I'm not a farmer. You know, I just can't eat. You know, you take a little piglet and raise it up to be a, you know, gross hog and go, it's just the same as my grandfather eating his pet rooster.
Yeah.
And then, you know, but I just, and I could not eat meat for a while after watching the butcher. They would, you know, like, people who had just a few hogs, you know, 3 or 4, 5, 6, 10, and then butcher them in the wintertime. This is a good time, you know, like, this kind of weather is the best weather to butcher hogs, you know. Yeah, keep them slaughtered. You have to kill them while it's, you know, like, in order to dress them and all that sort of thing, you kill them in the heat, the meat would spoil real quick. And people out there didn't have refrigeration, adequate refrigeration. So cold weather would keep the meat a long time, like this. But shoot the hog either in the head, or either just run a knife, his long knife, up under there in the throat. And then there was this thing made like a pulley. Oh, I guess it must have been 8 feet high. And with a pulley and a winch type thing, and they would tie a rope around the hog and pull it up there and gut it then, you know, like run this knife up, take all of this out.
Blood just everywhere.
Blood everywhere.
But it smelled bad, too.
Horrible. Makes me sick to think about it.
Sorry. Go ahead.
And that was this big barrel. I remember these people having a great big barrel. And they would put a lot of firewood, just, you know, that's the wind kind of wood, and get this water boiling hot, and then lower the animal off into the hot water. And this was to I guess make the skin tender or something. That way they were able to scrape the hair off better.
No,
the hair came off better after the pig had been boiled in the hot water.
Okay. Then what?
Then they scraped the hair off. Then they would take the inside, you know, they would gut the pig. Take all the intestines out, you know, everything, get the liver, heart out. And there were people who even ate the heads. There are some stores you can go in now, and you know, like, I don't know what, Mexicans eat a lot of hog heads. Yeah, they cook the whole head. You know, black people don't do that anymore that I know of. You know,
the whole head, and then what they do with it? They can't just eat like that. I mean, it's not the meat, is there?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
See, poor people learn to eat everything on the hog except the hair and the hooves. And there's nothing that's thrown away. They get the brains and all that business. You know, and I don't like brains. Pig, pork, I beat brains. I don't eat them. It looks gross. But, you know, going on the market and seeing a whole hog head in there, staring at that shit.
Yeah, really.
That's almost as eating a possum. You've eaten a possum? my youngest brother, you wouldn't believe it. He was born and raised in the city. I don't know why he picked his country ways that front. The funniest thing happened a few years ago. He knows every time I show up, I'm going to eat because he's an excellent cook.